Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a Sunday night, he served it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We are here with you guys in the building. Welcome back. We're your host. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot.
True, in the building, in the flesh.
What's good, everybody? Thank you for the super chat early.
Yeah. Appreciate ready to get you. This thing popping. What up, Urban X? Mad love from the Chicago Chi-Town. Checking in.
UX90, what's good?
Appreciate you, UX90. You already know what it is.
Thank y'all for joining us. Hope everybody had an amazing week.
I hope so, too, man.
End of the week
action. I love those threads.
I like those too, man. Like,
we bringing these back out strictly for the 29 for 20. These are actually $29.
That's it.
No, that's 29% it. Off. No checkout at $29.
Yeah.
And we got flavors of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Different styles, different flavors for you. All for you.
It is our annual Black History Month, sir. This is the fifth year we're doing this.
Yes, I see we went back to Okay, yeah, we're good.
Fifth year we're doing this, all right?
Yes.
And we get better and better stuff every year.
Absolutely.
So shopurbanx.com is where it's at.
Shopurbanx.com. I got the ones with the matching sleeves for that. Got the white on white.
Yeah, man.
I even got some baseball jerseys in there. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
And they all $29.
$29, that's it.
Can't beat that.
That's it.
Can't beat that. We got the regular Scullies with the IMs on them, $29.
So how was your week?
Week was good. Side note, Ani Asori has put a new video. My bad. I thought he was sending me something. Oh, he sent me something brand new, breaking down the Super Bowl before we get to the Super Bowl.
It's in the membership if you are a member.
It's in the membership if you are a member, or you can become a member for 7 days free at urbanx.nyc. And so from now until the Super Bowl, if you want to get prepped on some of the things he went into, tsunamis in Japan and Kelsey and what's the chick name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, he going heavy into it. So it's in the membership for our members. I want to shout out Ani for once again providing us
a blessing, yes.
A blessing to keep us alert and alarmed of what's going on. Other than that, week was pretty good. I hung out with Mr. Noble yesterday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is always good. Ran him in the ground a little bit.
Yes, he was tired, fell asleep in the car, which is annoying.
I don't know. that means I put that work in.
And
I had tag team. I had Eli one section.
Throws the
Mama
off.
Dot, DT, which he called Odyssey. We was all just, wherever he went, we was beating him down.
Yeah, which is, it throws his sleep off. So we got, me and wife, we got to work harder when it's time to go to sleep.
That's what it's like sometimes.
It's a little annoying. It's a little annoying.
You know what I mean? But other than that, week was good. Super excited about this 29 for 29 sale. Super excited, you know, just to be here, do our thing. You know what I mean? The Super Bowl is coming. We're not doing our normal big blowout this year.
I'm not really concerned,
but Eli's got a few friends coming over, and so I will be watching the game, but I'm not as excited. I don't know if it's because the luster of the illusion is wearing off as we get older and more aware of what's going on, the teams. I'm not really sure. But other than that, it's been great. How about yourself?
You talking about this week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this week was cool, productive. I was a little under the weather.
A little bit. You fought it?
Yeah, I fought it. You know what I'm saying? I thugged it out. I wasn't really feeling too hot after the show, but I feel better now.
Good, good, you know good, good. Big shout out to our listeners.
Big shout out to our listeners.
That's a
we
whole
appreciate.
Different audience that we don't really get a chance to acknowledge as much as we should. But we're feeling you guys, as always.
And let's get to a roll call, then we're going to get to some
Let's
stuff,
get
man.
To a roll call, and let's get to what it is.
I saw Madison, Wisconsin in the house.
Okay, the Cheeseheads.
Yes. Concord, North Carolina was good. I saw Greensville, South Carolina.
What's good?
What's happening? West Side, Chicago was good.
GA in the building was good. Midway.
Maryland was happening.
Cleveland
Norfolk.
In the building. Texas in the building. Oakland in the building. Griffin, GA in the building. All right. All right.
Macon, Georgia.
South Central Cali in the building.
Elmira was good. Dallas is here. Was happening.
Memphis in the building.
Southwest Philly in the building was good. Houston,
Jersey,
Texas
Queens.
Checking in.
Man, everybody is tapping in. Massachusetts, Delaware.
Absolutely, man. We here, man.
We are here.
Nolens. Steve, what's good, man?
Nolens. Big Steve Canal in the building.
Watts is in the house.
Watts
up. Little Rock,
house.
South
okay.
Jersey. The Bronx, of course, man.
Of course. Throw my exes up.
Come on, man. Bama, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Somebody just said Earth.
Earth in the building, because you never know. These signals traveling. Appreciate it.
So let's get to some stuff, man.
Let's do it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So every week, before every show, me and my pops, we pray to the Negro gods.
The Negro gods.
To give us something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Give us something to talk about.
We do shows so frequently that between Monday and Thursday, which is only a two and a half day window, we have an altar of niggas.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's a big collage of all the niggas you can think of. And we get down and we pray to the Negro gods.
Yeah, we might sacrifice a chicken or two.
Every now and then.
Give us something, you know what I'm saying?
Give us something.
And they deliver.
They deliver, yeah.
Okay?
Clap that up.
They deliver. So, Shannon Sharp Club Shay Shay strikes again.
Club Shay Shay.
He had Monique on. We already talked, like, we knew he was going to have a Monique on. We didn't know when it was dropping. It dropped this week. I saw, let me see. When I saw it, it was, like, premiering live on YouTube. I saw 163,000 people watching.
Live.
On the spot. Right now, after a day, it's 5.2 million views.
Ooh.
Which is crazy, because those numbers are crazy, but I'm not like, all right, they ain't cat numbers.
Yeah, they ain't cat numbers, but just in general,
yeah, those are crazy numbers. Those are crazy, right? So, yeah, Monique was on there, and everybody expected, like, you know, she had her usual suspects that she's been going at for years.
Yes, Maestro Fresh, thank you
but
so much.
But now she's on Club Shay Shay, and Cat Williams set the tone, so yes. Everybody just kind of knew what to expect here. She went in on Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, D.L. Hughley.
Oh, definitely D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley. And first, I'll say this at first. The difference between this interview and Kat's interview was Shannon Sharp. He was like more in the pocket.
Okay.
With this interview. Better. I liked his questions. Even when Monique was starting to go off, he kind of reeled it back on his own.
And that may be attributed to his team examining what happened, because he let Kat just go off.
Yes.
He just sat there and let Kat take over his show.
Yes.
It is Club Shay Shay.
Yes.
And so he does have to have his imprint or input. Yeah. And that comes with getting better at doing the journalist work.
That's what I'm saying. So I would like to applaud him for that. He was asking some really good questions. The only thing, now, this is what I've been noticing about the show from this interview. It seems like what's been said on Club Shay Shay is really starting to affect Shannon's personal life.
Oh.
Like his personal relationships that he has with some of these people.
I said it would.
Right? You sure did. It seems like he is getting backlash from, like, you know, when the cameras is off, like, God damn, you gonna say that? Nah. And it was a little odd, this interview, because it seemed like Monique was putting him on the spot a lot more than any other interviewee would. Like, she was like, so you're gonna talk to Tyler Perry?
Right.
Look in the camera and tell him. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, which is, that's her trying to, again, enforce her will onto him to create, you know what I'm saying, some because he's gonna have to deal with that because of the viewership.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, people go on to Drink Champs. It has a little small moment. They move on.
Yeah.
They go on to Breakfast Club. This Club Shay Shay thing is really...
It's sticking. Like,
it's sticking. He's the new Oprah.
Crazy enough. So, did you watch it?
No.
I watched
a few of the clips.
I watched most of it.
You know, because I couldn't believe, the only reason I watched the whole Cat, to be honest, because me and Mama Dot just had nothing to do one day. We sitting there, and I said, let me watch it. Mama Dot watched it, because she likes Monique and stuff of that nature. But I got the sound bites, the ones that I felt I needed to get.
Yeah, so then, so what she had to say about Oprah, Tyler Perry, I think everybody just kind of knows her sentiments around those people, how they did her. She let Shannon Sharp hear a audio recording of Tyler Perry, of, I guess, him admitting to some things about him, like spreading a rumor that she was...
But she didn't play it live on the show.
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
But she let him hear it. So he was kind of saying, like, yeah, I heard it. So she had things to say about D.L. Hughley, about this situation. Remember the situation where... it was a miscommunication whether she was supposed to be headlining
or he was supposed to headline.
And then she came out, dogged him on public, and
then
the stage.
He came out and, you know, said, well, look at the ticket and this and that. And so it's a lot that went on with that.
So that happened. She said something about Kevin Hart. What it seems to me about Monique, right? So it seems to me, because I'm not in, you know, showbiz and stuff like that, it seems to me like she suffers from taking people at their word in an industry that is just kind of synonymous with fakeness, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like Kevin Hart said, yo, you my sister. Yo, I'm putting you on three shows. Not Kevin Hart. Will Packer. Will Packer said, listen, you do this for me, three movie deal. And then That falls.
And then his deal don't fall through, or right. he can't keep a promise.
Right.
She should know better.
Same thing with Kevin Hart. Yo, I'm a EP. I'm trying to get your show back. I'm going to EP it. Cool. She called them, said, yo, Kevin Hart said he going to EP it. His people go, what? No, I ain't never.
Son, I am a Z-list artist. Not a D-list. I'm a Z-list.
Yeah.
And I make promises. Yeah. Yo, son, Soon as we gonna have you on the show,
yeah.
We definitely gonna do that.
Yeah, we got you.
And I'm gonna do your show. Yeah. She was like, I don't know the shit I told you.
I don't
you.
Even know who that was.
I don't even know who you was, my nigga. Like, really? I said that? Really? Was I drunk?
Come on. Yeah, it's Hollywood talk.
It's Hollywood talk. Come on, everybody do it.
Yeah.
On the road, yeah. as a B-list,
yeah.
you called us D-list artists, me and Tim Dog. I think that's a little disrespectful.
I'm gonna
accept it. I'm gonna accept it for now. As a D-list hype man.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I made promises to some of the most beautiful women. I told them I got 4 houses back in the city. I got executives that I know personally. Oh, you a singer? You a singer?
Give me the demo.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, come on up to my room. We're gonna talk about it. About, you know, closing out a deal or two for you.
Signing me.
And then,
yeah.
Get your ass up out of here. Yeah, so I know the talk. I know the Hollywood talk.
Yeah, so it seems like she's like, she really like takes people at their word. And then when it doesn't happen, she just kind of like, you know, scorched earth. Like,
that might be abandonment issues on her part. Now, I'm not going to do a whole psychoanalysis.
Could be. It could be.
Like, your father said he was coming back to pick you up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he never came.
Could be. Yeah, yeah. What else happened? I'm trying to think. What else happened? She went on DL, Tyler Perry. This is what I do appreciate about her as well. Huh? Oh, she did talk about Skip Bayless. Yeah, she talked about Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp and stuff. She was putting him on the spot a lot in this.
Making him a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just kind of like, oh, okay. It was mm-hmm. interesting to see. But what I was also going to say is, it seemed like what she was and what I did appreciate about her doing this, she was giving credit to where credit is due, right?
Mm.
So she was talking about Kevin Hart, but she did say, yeah, he did give my family a check to get us out of a bind when we were in the corner. So I can not say anything about that. Like, he did help me with that.
Gotcha.
But when I needed this and he told me this, I hadn't spoken to him in 2 years.
Okay.
So it's just kind of like, you know.
This is what I think happened. Is it my turn?
Yes, go ahead.
Interject there. I think, and this is just me, first of all, as you mentioned, two people can be right at the same time. We'll get to D.L. Hughley.
Yes, yes.
I think once she won the Oscar, she thought her life would change forever in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
She thought, I'm an Oscar winner.
Right.
And so as an Oscar winner, I should be afforded certain amenities, certain treatments that come with it. But then we looked at when Jamie won the Oscar,
mm-hmm.
nothing really changed for Jamie.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? When, who else won it? When Halle Berry won the Oscar.
It's true. She won a Razzie, which is like—
things got worse.
The exact opposite of an Oscar.
Right. And so it seems like for Black individuals who win the Oscar,
mm-hmm.
Will Smith won the Oscar. Before he got it, he slapped the neck up.
This is true. That happened.
Right? So— it's not what you think it's supposed it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
At least not for Black artists.
When you list it out like that, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Denzel won it for some shitty shit. No.
Also, did I say Cat ghosted her? Kevin Hart ghosted her. My bad if I said
Cat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Right? And so I think she didn't get what she expected. And it seemed to spiral out of control from there. And like you said, when the people she entrusted most, Oprah, mm-hmm. how you gonna have her whole family
on
the show?
Yeah.
Talking about sexual assault.
Yeah, that was
they tried to take her out by blowing up her trailer. That is true, too. We saw that.
She posted the pictures. Yes.
And so... and when it didn't happen, now she's going up against an entire industry. Let me tell you what I think is going on. With Cat Williams, Monique, and whoever's coming behind them,
mm-hmm.
this to me is an attack on the Boule.
Ooh.
Okay? This is an attack on the talented 10th
okay.
that have been bestowed to keepers of the secret.
Hmm. Okay.
Protectors of the real enemies.
Okay.
And so they allow 10% of our people to thrive and succeed, according to Steve Coakley,
mm-hmm.
and to ensure that the rest of us stay at bay. So when we hear these people seem like they're cat and fighting amongst each other, we have to open up our first eye a little bit more. Before you can get to the king, you have to go through the protectors of the king.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so I think all of these people are boule. You know what I mean? All of them that's getting money and they recycling the money amongst each other and this and that. So look at it as 2024, mm-hmm. as this thing is being opened up and we're getting exposure. We have to crack the first seal. And the boule, from as long as I can remember, from Dr. King days all the way down to Marcus Garvey when he was going against, well, what's his boy?
That was W.E.B. Du Bois.
W.E.B. Du Bois. And all of them was a buffer, all of the reverends, a buffer in place to keep us at bay, to act like we're moving forward. But we trust. And what they did was, over the years, have made us fall in love with so much celebrity, so much athletic shine that we entrust these people with our lives. Mm. But that's crumbling now. And now we're seeing them for who they really are, just regular people who decided to do some things to put themselves in a better position that gives them a few more houses and a few more meals and they can fly in a few more private jets. But that is it. And all of that, I think, is starting to crumble.
Okay. That is an excellent point. The only thing, so another thing I noticed with Monique, right? It seems like, it feels like two different Moniques, in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. So you remember her in the Parkers, and I get that's a character, right? You get that's a character. Yeah. But she just seemed in a different space from that. She used to do the award show hosting.
Yes, the Beyonce.
The Beyonce little, that was red, that was funny, yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes. And I think her stand-ups had a different energy to them as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now when you see her, she does these interviews and she's calling everybody my sweet sister, my dear brother. It feels, to me, a little phony.
Okay.
Just Malcolm. It just feels like,
Yeah. And not to throw her husband under the bus because I don't know him, but it's, to me, a conflict of interest when your husband becomes your manager.
Yeah, that gets, right? Stuff gets a little sticky.
A little sticky. We saw what happened with Mary J. Blige when her husband became her manager.
Yeah.
Right? And so not saying that, first of all, as a husband, you would always be managing your wife anyway. You don't need the title or need to take on that role, but you are there to look out for your wife's best interest she's in the industry anyway.
That's right.
Make sure anybody robbing or anybody running up on her. But this seems to be in a, this is her daddy, and all of this stuff is a little, it's a bit much.
Yeah, it gets uncomfortable to listen to sometimes.
You know, like, and so I just wanted to add that in there. Now, I don't know, maybe they have a great relationship, but ever since he showed up, everything has been about a different vibration of business. Now, in Hollywood, everybody's going to have to compromise somewhere. Mm. Somebody's not going to get paid what they should get paid. Somebody's going to take a lesser role. But that's par for the course. That comes with the whole Hollywood, you know. Mm. And now you're trying to position yourself as if you're too good for that to a certain degree. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I think everything she deserves, she's going to get. But Hollywood is a weird game. The music industry is a weird game. If you come in and all of a sudden you're anti, you become Dame Dash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And while you look good to us on the outside who have nothing to gain, those in the industry won't do business with you because you're breaking these rules. And if you're doing it by yourself, you appear to be just an ice. Look at what Kanye did. Don't tell me Kanye was wrong. Kanye was 1,000% right. But when you look behind him, there was nobody standing with him. So we can easily isolate Kanye and we can get back to business as usual. We're going to rob these artists. We're going to exploit your culture. This is what it is. Until we get to a position where everybody go, yo, I don't care how much money you paying me, son. Mm-hmm. We standing on business together. Then that shit collapses overnight. But if it's one individual, an individual here, it takes a longer time and process to really penetrate what they got going on.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's get to the D.L. Hughley part, because he responded.
So D.L. Hughley responded, called her a liar, because she brought up an instance, which I thought, if you listen to her side of the story, I got, right? She was on the D.L. Hughley show. He wasn't there. She said that she had an amazing time with his co-host. And then there's a part of the segment which, like, would you rather, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then she asked her a question. Would you rather your husband sleep with Lee Daniels with a condom on or Corinne Steffens without a condom? She goes, whoa.
Mm.
Like, what part of the game is that? Like, right. what are we doing? So, and then she said she called DL. DL was, like, really dismissive and said, like, well, that's what we do on the show, stuff like that. So he addresses that. He goes, she called me. She told me, she said I was dismissive. She's a liar. She's a known liar, stuff like that. Then she said, if I didn't take her concern seriously, I would have aired it, but I'd cut that segment out, right?
Mm.
Then he started to go in on everything else, right? He said, she don't write no jokes. That's why specials are bad.
He said she had the worst Netflix special ever.
I think Amy Schumer had the worst Netflix special ever. They had to change the rules. Or they had to change the format on Netflix where you couldn't download another because of Amy Schumer.
Wow, wow.
Because so I don't think it was Monique. But he said that she has to pay her husband to be with her, to love you. You always got to pay somebody to love you. Why we never see you with none of your family? It's only just you and him. You can see me with my family. So here's the thing. And this is what I said. Two things can be right. So there can be an instance to where because of what she's gone through,
yes,
what she's going through, who she's going through it with, titans in this industry.
Yes.
She can be guarded. She can just kind of be.
That's her right to do so.
Be very guarded. And that can make you hard to work with.
It can. It can because of the past trauma.
Absolutely.
And how many times people have let you down as a result of that, you become guarded. I can get that.
Facts.
I can see that.
I can see, like I said, that question to Monique, I think that's kind of out of line. To ask somebody's husband. I mean, to ask, like, you don't put my family.
However, as a comedian.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
When we're talking comedian stuff.
When does the lines come out?
Where do the lines come
out?
Yeah,
it's true.
So I can see, again, two things can be right at the same time.
Yeah.
She could be offended, but this is what they do on their show. And she knows before she go on the show, this is where this show could go, or you should be prepared. So I want to sum this up by saying I appreciate Monique, everything she's done.
And I told you, I owed her an apology from early.
And for what she stands on, those are her values, and no monetary value should push you off your values. So if you don't want to play the Hollywood game, but then you can't complain about as if you're not, sort of like when Jay-Z is complaining about the Grammys, but he's accepting a Grammy. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, even Roland Martin, who I don't agree with, he should have not.
So how are you gonna accept the Grammy?
Yeah.
How you gonna smoke bud and sell bud? Yeah. That don't work.
Yeah.
So if you are against the industry, then you have to be totally against the industry. You know what I mean? Because they have the rules that they play by. And again, Dame Dash is a perfect example. Dame Dash has probably been that way since he came in. Because somebody said, well, you know, Monique has been that way since she, and Dame has probably been the way, but he had a little bit more backing and leverage because he had Jay-Z at least tolerating and backing him. And they had their own, but when Jay-Z did like this,
he said it
left him out there
to dry,
and the result is what it is. And so I appreciate Monique. I'm hoping that the future is super bright for her. I didn't watch the full interview, but I will when I have a little bit of time.
Yeah, she's in the new BMF show.
But she do look good.
Yeah, she's in the BMF show, which is dope.
Okay.
I think she's supposed to be in something else as well. So that's she's getting work again, which,
she's getting work
which I appreciate.
And so just stand on business if that's the business.
And I think this is a side note. I think DL is a piece of shit anyway.
Yes. I've never rocked with DL. From the beginning. And so some of the, you know, his not only his political views, which have nothing to do with me, but some of the things he said over the years have rubbed me the wrong way. So I'm not sitting here caping for DL in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
If I had to ride with any of them, it would be Monique.
Yeah. Also, Monique is also going on the Dark Matter tour with Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
So what the hell is that about?
Well, she's a comedian.
Well,
and she's going to add value to the tour. Her and Tori Hart now.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you got your female vibe going. Yeah. And you, Cat Williams, this Dark Matter shit might start picking up momentum until it becomes a huge tour. You know what I mean? So I like it. I like it.
Oh,
I'd give her 20 minutes anywhere. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
And then he threw some shots about her weight.
That was a funny joke.
That was a funny joke. Only crunches she's doing has got Captain
that was
in front
good.
Of her.
That's
funny. That's funny.
And you know what's crazy? If you read the comments, everybody was like, nah, I hate Dia, but that was a good
one.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yo, so I watched the Griselda Blanco miniseries on Netflix.
Okay, is it a repeat of the one I saw? Like, it was a documentary years ago on Griselda?
Nah, it was like, it was with the
woman. They got the black guy in there?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No, they don't. And people were mad about that.
Okay.
Because it was six episodes, so it was a couple time jumps in between.
Okay, gotcha.
Sofia Vergara, she was in there. They had prosthetics on her, so she looked a little uglier.
Oh, okay.
Sofia Vergara was bad.
Who the hell's that?
She was in Modern Family, the one with the Colombian accent.
Oh, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Oh. Oh, okay. So they had her acting as her.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a limited series. It was pretty good.
Okay.
She started smoking that crack and started getting paranoid and started wilding.
Who, Griselda?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when she got home, they clapped her.
Yeah. I was in high school when that happened.
Yeah, they clapped her. Yeah.
And I remember my teacher was like, is this the 80s? I was like, what you talking about? I had to like look it up for myself. Like, you know, she was like
that. She was getting that from Pablo, right?
I think Pablo was getting it from her.
Ooh. Pablo came up on her. Oh, yeah. She was boss.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, she was boss.
Go check it out. So Tucker Carlson, formerly of Fox News, he dropped his interview with Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, today at 6 p.m. That dropped.
Mm.
And he put it up on X, which is Twitter, because he has like his own show and website like on Twitter. He had his own thing on there. And when news was dropping about this, there were people who wanted to sanction him when he got back home. Well, sometimes some people didn't even want to let him back in the States because they felt that him traveling out there to interview Putin was an act of treason. Mind you, there's a whole list of CNN journalists who interviewed Putin already.
Yeah. So they do what they want to do when they want to do it.
Yeah, you know.
How was the interview?
So I'm going to get some of the highlights from the interview. He said some...
And he had a translator, yes?
He had a translator. It was a two-hour-long interview. Hold on.
Because here's the thing, Malcolm.
Yes.
As a translator, I could do whatever I want to do.
Kind of.
You say, if I do the abyss, I should have, and I go, whoa. I know you didn't just say that, Putin. Putin just called you a bitch ass.
Yeah.
He said, your country ain't shit. So, and when he see Biden on site, it's on.
So some of the things he said that Bill Clinton offered Russia a place in NATO, but was overruled by his staff.
Mm.
So remember, this whole Russia-Ukraine thing was started on the backs of Ukraine getting an invitation to NATO.
To NATO, yes.
And they said that they would never do that. Russia has superior supersonic missiles to every other nation. On the lecture that Blue Pill did on Saturday, he talked about how the U.S. government and the military has been over-hyping its government powers now.
Russia's been ready to let some things go and have... unique technology.
Yes.
They also are more ready to speak about the UFOs and the whole nine yards than America is.
He also said he also said that the CIA blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which I think everybody knew.
Yes.
Like at the very beginning of this whole thing, I think everybody kind of knew that. He said that as well. He also said that if the U.S. would have they were trying to have negotiation peace talks between Ukraine 18 months ago, and the U.S., Nancy Pelosi and them stopped that. So they're saying that he's basically saying like the war pigs in America is the reason why this is still going.
Interesting.
bunch of stuff. It's 2 hours long. It's like I said, through a translator, it's going to take a little while.
Say, yo, what? He's bitch ass.
It's going to take a little while to get into that.
Well, Biden, Putin said on site when he see that old wrinkly motherfucker.
Yo, listen. You know,
give it to him.
Listen, he said he hasn't spoken to Biden in a long time. And I don't know if you guys know this, but today, a special counsel announced that they're not pressing charges on Joe Biden. Because remember, he had those presidential files in his garage.
When he was the vice president.
When he was the vice president, right? You cannot do that because remember, they just got Trump on that.
On that same thing,
right? Right. And I think he had his stuff in Mar-a-Lago, apparently. Yeah. So they said that, and this is no lie, they said that his memory and his mental faculties, he wouldn't be able to even stand trial. But this is a president, a sitting president, who is going up for re-election. So they said mentally, they said he forgot he was the vice president. Mm. They said they forgot when his son died. Two times this week alone, he said that he spoke to a government official that died over 2 decades ago.
Wow.
This dude is losing it.
And I was talking to Mama Dot about this. And I said, there's no way our country could be this incompetent.
We look bad, bro.
We look bad.
We look like a bunch
of... And if we're looking bad, it's on purpose, guys.
Yeah.
It's no way the so-called leaders of the free world who are supposed to have one of the greatest armies, the most technology, the most billionaires, the most free country to do as you please. It's almost impossible for the leader of all of that to be so incompetent unless it is by design. What the design is, I do not know. We are supposed to look good and powerful. I'm not gonna hold you. Putin looked like he could still...
Well, he was ex-soldier,
Yeah, he used to fight bears and shit.
Yo,
and so he looks a certain way, like, yo,
and remember,
if you bring it...
I don't know if you guys remember the reports that came out last year that he was sick, he had cancer, mysterious cancer. He looked fine.
He looked fine, right. And so for us to have someone of this magnitude leading us, fumbling and bumbling, he can't stand trial for having treasonous paperwork, but he's going to run for president? What is that saying?
Yeah.
So something else is going on in this country, guys, and we're going to find out very soon.
Sadly enough.
Because you would not have a fumbling, bumbling person running your company.
Yeah.
No matter how big or small your company is, you just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Urban X allowed me to come up here and do what I do. You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, man. This don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, like I said, I'm gonna check out the interview in its totality. I watched a couple, you know.
Okay, so you'll get in.
Yeah, he was actually thugging Tucker Carlson at the beginning.
He told him to chill.
Yeah, he told, because he kept interrupting him. Like the first 30 minutes, Putin just went on a whole diatribe of the history of Russia going back to the 1800s. And I guess he was trying to set the stage on why this whole Ukrainian thing is even an issue.
And because of the communication barrier, Tucker thought he was just
trying to waste time. So he was just like, hey.
And he just looked at him and said, yo.
Chill.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was crazy.
He probably could box.
I think he was at a martial arts like tournament, and he had to show some kid what to do. I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, he bout it.
The interview was on Twitter or X. And I think also on Tucker Carlson's website.
Side note, there's two people, Malcolm, you never want to have to box.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from the HDTQ community.
Oh, they got hands.
Who used to be a golden glove.
Yeah.
Because the optics of it is going to look very bad, Malcolm.
They got hands, yes.
You didn't expect it to go there. Now you're in a standoff with homie who's pop, 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 and a kangaroo. See, a kangaroo, everyone knows a kangaroo is nothing but a deer who went to prison. You see the kangaroo? Dude, have you seen these kangaroos? Obviously, homie just got home and he ain't bout it. And if you square off with a kangaroo, first of all, it looks weird. Most of the time you're fighting an animal, you want to fight him with a stick. God, get out of here. The kangaroo says, nah, son, I'll give you a fair one.
Did you go down
Now you're standing there like this with a kangaroo, son. And he's huffing his huffs, is clocking you because he's strong. To two people you don't want, not the HDTV community.
Oh my gosh.
And not a kangaroo who just got home from doing a 10-year bid. I'm a pass on those two.
Okay.
I'm a pass and go about my business.
All
yeah,
right.
Just want to throw that in there. You know, case you find yourself in the HDTV community and they eat one fair one, or in the wilderness and the kangaroo is like, look.
I don't think I'm going to be in Australia ever.
You'd be surprised.
I'm just saying.
Where you find yourself.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay, let's get a quick commercial break.
We shall return.
Yeah, peace.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Come celebrate our urban wear and style with our exclusive clothing collection featuring powerful messages that inspire and uplift. Urban X presents its annual 29 for 29 sale, where we celebrate our heritage, our culture, and our lineage. 29% off all items in our store, all $29. The choice is yours. Shop UrbanX.com. Wear the style, wear the images, wear the powerful messages that resonate with our community. 29 for 29 at UrbanX.com. Every day is Black History Month for us, but during this month and during this time, we will celebrate with pride like never seen before. Shop UrbanX.com. Shop UrbanX.
And we're back.
We're back. Please support these vendors.
Absolutely.
Chanel is doing an amazing job. Ascendant Infinite Goddess.
Link is in the description below.
The link is always in the description. Stop playing. You know you need to get some guidance. Get ahead and you will be amazed and highly surprised. Because a lot of y'all think, it's just some bullshit. And you sit there and be like, whoa.
She's the truth.
Like, how did you know that?
Yeah, she's the truth.
You know what I mean? And so get that reading, pop off, open up your new year, because we're coming into our new year.
Yes.
In the next month or so.
This is true. That's right.
This is true stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, whoa. $29.
Oh, yes. Like what you're seeing.
Look at Malcolm.
$29.
$29.
29 for 29, our Black History Month sale.
Yes, all month long, we're going to be putting on some images. Ladies, I'm just going to say this. We got this gold.
Yeah.
Bro, sister, the pictures do it no justice. As a matter of fact, on the next show, I'm going to have to hold that up so you can see that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you saw the stuff I had on last week. This thing is on and popping, and we have stuff for 29% off.
And $29.
Because obviously, you know, the high-end stuff, we can't go for $29. But these joints here today.
And I forget the brother's name. When we met him, he was just like, he was talking about our stuff. He was, y'all got the, like, I don't want to. I said, just say we got the best stuff.
Yeah,
son.
Just say it, bro.
Just say it. You know we do.
We don't cut no corners.
You know we do, man.
Of the quality stuff that we bring to.
And if you order from us, you know too.
Yeah.
Right? So let's get some more stuff.
Yes.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So today is 2/8/24, which is Kobe Day.
Yes, clap that up.
They unveiled his new statue
with an S. They unveiled one.
One of them. Apparently, there's going to be three statues.
Yes.
So the first one is the pose after he scored the 81 points.
Yes.
So when he was holding the number one up, is that one. The second one is going to have him in the number 24. And the third one is going to have him with Gigi.
Which I think is really amazing. And of course, the significance of the dates 2/8/24, his daughter wore 2.
Yes.
He wore number 8 and he wore number 24. And so this is Kobe's year. Blue Pill went in on a lot of that at the lecture, which will be in the membership as soon as I get my hands on it.
Yeah.
For the members only, obviously. And so Kobe was, listen, Kobe was an interesting guy. He won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
He was creating a philosophy around Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
Like on some Bruce Lee-ish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A whole philosophy. You see, he was a winner. He played that piano, that complicated piano piece that he learned in one night.
Yes.
People forget that to honor his wife during Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Right? Among other things, his sneak of the Black Mamba, he was getting ready to get away from Nike and create the whole Mamba line. And so he was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
On some Bruce Lee-ish.
Had a big following in China.
Huh?
Had a big following.
A huge following in China. So when you look at Kobe, don't just look at a basketball player. To create philosophy, to win an Oscar, you know, working toward, and it was kid-based.
Mm.
His Mamba philosophy was going to be in kid stories with mythology and stuff. Dangerous.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so to honor him with three trophies, I think is great. And I think it speaks to his fortitude and what he stood for. I did not like him as a player.
Oh, yeah.
Until I understood, he said he had to be that way.
Yeah.
And then when all of his playing days were over, you saw a kinder, gentler man. And let's not forget what he was going to do for women's sports.
Yeah.
Using his daughter.
But you know what's crazy? Real quick, there has been like a real explosion of the WNBA recently.
Yes.
Recently, like they showed the numbers, I think in September, one of these months last year, it had more viewers than the NHL.
Yes. Yes.
So WNBA is coming up and is dope because there's a lot of great players.
And we spoke, a lot of times people were just comparing it to the NBA, but the NBA been around 100 years.
Yeah.
You have to give the WNBA an opportunity and a chance to gain this momentum. Me and Eli fell in love with college women's basketball.
Oh, yeah, they are fire.
Man, them girls be playing like their life depends. And then, you know, I cry on everything now and shit. But when them little girls, they don't win, and you see their dad in the crowd rooting for them, and they cry, I am hooked.
There's a freshman on USC. Basketball. On the USC team, she's a freshman. She'll be...
Oh, yeah, she's giving them the business.
She's nice.
They call her the female Kyrie.
Yeah, she's giving them the business. She had 51 the other night. Like, she was bugging. Yeah.
That white girl getting ready to break the scoring record.
Yeah.
Yeah, she going to put that in the bag. Yeah. That's
I don't know how I feel about that in Black History Month.
Well, yeah, well, shit, you better get used to it.
She need to slow down. Juju Watkins, yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, Juju Watkins. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's nice.
She giving them the juju, all right. You damn right. She giving them the business. And so I think the WNBA, and if had Gigi been here and went to, what, she wanted to go to UConn?
Yeah.
Had she went to UConn with Kobe, you know what I'm saying, his notoriety, and how she would have been implementing the Mamba mentality from a feminine standpoint, skies would have been the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just my humble opinion, they had to take the kid out.
Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
All right.
You are tuned into the sound
of Master P
of Urban Air.
Oh, yes. Him and Snoop, they're trying to sue Walmart, I believe, for making their cereal brand unaffordable and keeping them intentionally hidden in stock rooms and giving them bad shelf placing.
Okay, so this piggybacks off Honey Pot.
Honey Pot.
In terms of spacing and shelfing.
Retail in general.
Yeah, retail in general. They got Ben Crump involved, so he's the one pushing this.
Jesus Christ.
So Snoop has the Snoopios. What do you got?
Snoop cereal.
Snoop cereal. What Master P got? Master P's?
No, it's the Snoop cereal too. Like, it's...
Okay.
Yeah, he's working with Snoop.
Oh, he's working with Snoop.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my thing.
It's like...
Snoop Loops. Yeah. cereal is bad. Let's start there.
Not as bad as alcohol.
No. So they're getting you on both extremes now.
Okay.
Right? When you get a little older, all of these rappers are selling you alcohol, right? Snoop and Master P are selling you cereal. You know that yellow dyed, blue? If they showed you the ingredients in that cereal, it would disgust you.
Maybe.
Our children, maybe.
I know.
That shit is dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, y'all might say, Doc, why are you saying that? Because everybody else is selling cereal. In fact, have you heard of the strawberry shortcake Captain Crunch? It's a limited edition. I've been trying to get my hands on a box of those.
What I have seen, which I'm not gonna lie, has me looking at you with, like, crazy. The strawberry frosted flakes.
I got strawberry frosted
flakes. That's come on, that's nuts, man.
Yeah. No. As I normally am very transparent with you, right? Frosted Flakes is a comfort food for me. I grew up on Frosted Flakes. And so in the middle of the night, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking around for a snack. I go, yo, let me get some of them Frosted Flakes. Come to find out they had a strawberry Frosted Flakes. It is my duty as a journalist and a podcaster to bring you the latest. And I have been studying these strawberry frosted flakes, the milk, even with almond milk, which is really almond juice, because milk, almond can never come out of titty, right? So almond juice, it still turns the milk pink, right? And it's very tasty. But they got this strawberry shortcake Captain Crunch. And Lord, I've been trying to get my hands on this, and I can't. The dye alone in that will probably kill me.
Yeah.
And babies should not be having that.
No.
But back to Master P in it, right? So I know what people saying, well, all other kids eat cereal. They might as well make their money off Snoop Loops and all that too. I agree.
Master P didn't find nothing he don't want
to
sell.
This is my point. So we have to start, now is the time to start going, bro, how do our people benefit off the alcohol you sell and now the cereal? The only one benefiting is the one who's selling this. And I'm tired of it. Start promoting products that are of a benefit to our people. That's all I'm saying, if you can. You know what I mean? And so maybe I'm on my soapbox and I need to shut up because these cereal is probably good. They charge $12 a box for that. For that Snoop Loops.
$12 a box?
Dude was in, I saw his video. It was $12, and it wasn't even on the shelf. He had to go in the back.
God.
And he went in the back, and it was up on the shelves.
Damn.
And so just trying to keep it a bean.
$12 a buy.
You know what I mean? Just trying to keep it a bean and figure out where do we, you know, do we promote this because we want Snoop and them to put poisonous cereals on the shelf that mess our kids up, and they should have a fair shot to kill our kids like anybody else. Snoop, who smoked weed, who put his name on everything, along with Master P, who's probably a killer, all right, among other things.
Master P, he sell anything.
Anything. They should have a fair shot to kill your
chips,
children.
Cookies.
And that's probably what Ben Crump wanted to say. I think they should have a fair shot to fuck your kids up like everybody else, like the big companies, and you know what I mean?
Master P got ramen noodles too.
Yeah, he got everything out.
Yeah.
He put his name on all kinds of shit.
Damn.
So I'm just saying, maybe I need to bring it down a notch and just look at it at face value. He should have floor space to sell Snoop Loops.
Okay.
And kill our babies like everybody else.
Okay.
Just saying.
You want
to said, go take a nap, Doc. You out of pocket, man. Yeah. He should be able to sell his Snoop Loops.
Have you guys seen those three, like, skyscrapers in L.A.? They got all the graffiti on them?
Yeah, yo. In commemoration of Hip Hop 50, I think it looks amazing. Listen, I thought the buildings are empty. First of all, how they get in there and do that?
The question nobody's asking, L.A. has a very high population of homeless, and these three towers are empty.
That is true. That is true, Malcolm. But they should have the right to sell their merchandise and put it on the market like everybody else. If you're homeless, that's your business.
Jeez.
But these big skyscrapers, man.
I think that is cool, though.
It looks cool.
I remember you got me this video game back in the day on PlayStation 2. It was Mark Echo, and it was a graffiti game.
Yeah.
And through that game, I learned a lot about graph writers and stuff like that.
And what serious they take.
Through. Yeah,
this is serious business.
So I forget what city it was. Might have been Chicago. It was like a bowl where, like, all the top graph writers tag their things. If you tag yours there and you're not sanctioned, you can get really violent.
Oh, no, no, you better be sanctioned.
So this is cool because this kind of like everybody got their own floor, their own.
And the police can't catch these guys.
And, you know, that is kind of, you know, setting a new tradition.
Yeah, it's
kind of. I just kind of thought that was cool.
I think the art, when, you know, it looks amazing. That should be a part of this hook to sell it.
Yeah.
Yo, you see, everything is like Banksy.
Yeah.
This is like a Banksy or something, you know?
Yeah, getting up. Yeah, that was the game. Getting up. Mark Echo. Yeah.
Yeah.
The game was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
Well, just you know.
Just keeping you abreast.
So, what's up with ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers joining together?
Yes, they're creating one streaming network. Let me kind of... I want to read it to you because I want to make sure I...
Guys, you know, you guys realize what just happened. They just waited us out 10 years with the streaming services, with the competing streaming services, because we all got smart and we said we're cutting the cord, we're getting away from cable because cable's ridiculous. We want to be able to have what we want on our cable, stuff like on, you know, what channels we want. They said, all right, that's no problem.
Yeah, ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery to launch joint sports streaming platform this year, according to Earn Your Leisure.
Ugh.
And it says Walt Disney's ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are setting a new course in the digital streaming landscape with plans to launch a joint sports streaming service in the fall. The new venture marks a significant shift towards offering consumers direct access to a wide array of live sports content through a dedicated app. Each company holds a one-third stake in the newly established entity, which will operate independently with its own leadership teams. Now, remember, even during the football season, they show one game on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a streaming, to have a membership.
Yeah.
I think that was the test run.
Ah, okay.
Kind of see. And Peacock, you know, paused. It did spike, you know. And
yeah, that was crazy. That's crazy.
You know. And so maybe that was, you know, the test.
Yeah.
To now, because like you said, they chopped us all up.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing us all back under the umbrella.
They waited. They were just like, all right, we got you.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
Man. Somebody said because all the streaming services are doing bad.
I think that could be part of it
that
as
could
well.
Because what happened
like
was
Popeyes or like a Dunkin' Donut and Baskin Robbins
thing.
You know, some of them joining forces.
Yeah.
You know,
because remember when Netflix had it, they had it, and then all of these companies started just going like, "Yo, that's actually our stuff. How come we can't do the same thing?"
Absolutely,
and literally
started pulling their stuff.
You had HBO, you had Peacock, you had Hulu, you had Disney Plus, which lost 1.5 million subscribers when they raised their prices.
Yes.
As a matter of fact.
Yes.
So nobody's really doing well when it comes
because
to...
Because I can't afford 19 memberships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Speaking of memberships, we got a membership.
Yeah, you can afford ours, though.
You can afford ours. Ours, $10.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of content in there. And when I tell you it's a lot of content, it's a lot of content.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Unlike other people's memberships who just put up old videos or come in our exclusive and we talk a little longer. No. We really give up the goods. We have people in there teaching classes about mushrooms, mm-hmm. about spirituality, about geometria, about food. We got some more coming about food prep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff going on. And we're going to ask a favor. Let's do that now.
Mm-hmm.
We just reached 63,000 subscribers.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Clap that up. Took us a long, long time, bro. And if you've been paying attention, you know our membership, it just don't move. But we came up with a brilliant idea that involves you.
We need your help.
Now, I know it ain't about the numbers and all that, but we deserve one of them little cheesy little plaques.
Yeah.
We feel I vicariously never got a platinum or gold plaque as a D-list artist. My album been out 35 years, and I still have not reached gold status, not throughout nowhere in the world, nothing. Mm.
This would mean a lot for me to stand up here and hold up my little silver plaque
right.
Says we reached 100,000 subscribers. So this is the mission. Each and every one of you, you're supporters.
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys.
We do.
I need you, each and every one of you, to go to your loved one, to your uncle, your cousin, your brother, and go, give me your phone. Give me your phone.
Your
right
kids.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Take me your phone. Favor.
Subscribe right That's now. It. And let us reach our goals. I didn't want to have to take it here, but I just came from the doctor. And my hemoglobin, you got the sad music. My hemoglobin is, it's getting bad. And they said they don't know how long. I don't want to burden you with that. But it would mean a lot to me. It's the music.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, we can, you know, help the symptoms.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
With 100,000 subscribers.
With 100,000 subscribers, when I'm going away and they say it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. You know, I'll feel like, man, and then you'll be like, he did it, man. You know, he got that plaque, man.
That's all he wanted.
That's all he wanted in life, man, was his plaque, man. So everybody you know in your family, just make them subscribe, that's man. Well, how hard is that? Give me your phone right now. Go to UrbanX. Subscribe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let's do this.
Together.
Together, man. Side note, I saw the Kobe statues.
Mm-hmm.
My statue outside your home. When I'm gone, in bronze, this is the pose. Deuces, and I got to have a Hotep chain on it. Big unk.
Okay.
And it must stay outside your home. Wherever you move, you must have them move that plaque.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think that's, you know.
Okay, got it.
And let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay.
You are tuned into
if
the sound.
If that don't get you, I don't know.
Urbanness.
So, you guys believe that the Kanye album's coming out? This is like the fourth time we are doing this. We're asking this question.
Shit.
Apparently, Vultures, Volume 1.
Tonight is supposed
apparently
to be.
Apparently, tonight is supposed to be a listening party tomorrow. Did you guys see that TMZ is doing like a docuseries on Kanye?
Really?
Yeah.
TMZ?
TMZ.
That's what he wild out at. Didn't he wild out of?
Did you, but no, it's not positive.
Oh, shit.
It's called, hold on, what is this called again? It was like, hold on. It is called.
Yeah, they said that little dude that starts out crying and start laughing. The little African baby.
Oh, yes.
Living a little commercial. Yeah. Ah, ah, he couldn't even hold the shit in.
It's called Kanye West Unhinged But Unstoppable.
Okay, and when are they doing their docuseries?
I think it's on Hulu right now.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to watch nothing else on Kanye. I don't know who that is. If it's Kanye, I got to listen to the music. I told you, I listen to the music. If the music is good,
I mean, I heard snippets.
And strong. I did too, but.
And I was just like,
No, I need the listens. I got my Ray J's. I got the Raycons.
Oh, God.
Why? Dude, they Raycons. They're pretty good.
Why?
Because the commercial said that they had extra stuff in them. I only paid $59.95 for the Raycons. Don't hate. Don't hate.
Yeah, I saw the game was in it too. That's messed up. It's foul.
Okay, so let's see what it is.
Okay.
I hope tonight it jumps off. Eli said 3 months, the first Friday or something of every month or something, he's dropping. Please, I don't need 75 songs, man.
That's too much.
That's a bit much.
Too much, yes.
It is a bit much. I hope that's not the case. So just give me one good album.
Oh, God, I had a theory that if Beyonce gets... Because remember, Beyonce, she's in the Cowgirl hat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's putting out a country album. I had a theory that she might get the album of the year for the country album.
Which will spike.
That'd be a smack in the face, wouldn't it?
It's like Denzel getting it for Training Day, yeah. Not Malcolm X, yeah. Or Q, or, you know, one of them other movies he yeah. did that he deserves it. And it would smite the black community.
Yes.
Because that always happens during Black History Month.
Yeah.
The Grammys, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The week before the Super Bowl. And to give her a country album next year.
That's just my conspiracy, yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
But what do you expect when you play that game that they play? You know what I mean? Yep. You can't have it both ways. You can't get 36 Grammys and talk about you the greatest, and then when they don't give you the one you want, you mad. I don't understand these people. Yes. Speaking of Jay-Z.
What happened with Jay-Z?
What's up with M.I.A. Oh, and Jay-Z? Oh,
apparently. Okay, so you guys remember M.I.A.? With no one in the button, swagger like us. Yeah, yeah, her.
That was a hot song.
That was a banger. That was a banger. She had a couple of them. And the apparently, so she had a baby with the former CEO of Warner Group.
Yeah, Brothman. I know his last name. If it's Edgar Brothman's kids, they're very powerful. They ran Gin and Juice, they Seagram's Gin, a whole bunch of major companies. And so obviously she had a baby with a very powerful executive.
Right? So hold on.
Because I remember the Brothmans.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently.
Seagram's. Thank you. Yeah.
Apparently, she got served. She accused Jay-Z of being paid off by the Brothmans and to take her son. And allegedly, all communication with Roc Nation was stopped the day she was served by her ex for custody. She said that the government was okay with my child being with a family convicted of sex trafficking, which they were. Sarah Brothman was found out to be funding a sex cult with the founder of that cult and was found guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering. And Claire Brothman was sentenced to 6 years and 9 months in prison for her involvement with the Notorious organization as well.
Mm.
Right? So she said that Jay-Z, and then she got sued by the NFL for like $16 million. And she said Jay-Z was the one who told her to sign for some settlement, something like that. The story is all over the place. She was on Twitter going off today. I actually didn't want to even touch it because I'm still a little confused
as
to what was going on.
But the Brothmans are very powerful with Seagram's Den and the music. Remember, that whole Gin and Juice thing by Snoop Dogg and them. The ones who benefited was the parent of that company.
Which is crazy.
And so they blew up Seagram's Gin even more so to show you how all of this stuff is connected.
Yeah.
It's part of a psyop.
That blew my mind.
It would be hard for Seagram's or Brockman to say, well, we own, you know what I'm saying, Interscope.
Yeah.
Get us on the phone with who owns that Goyim. They probably said, Leo, that's your Goyim. Get him on the phone. I need him to cut all ties with this artist.
Yeah.
Not uncommon in the industry how you go from light to dark instantly. And so Jay-Z strikes again.
Somebody said, I'm wearing a shirt that sold out. This is not sold out. I just want to say.
I don't watch Tisa Tells, but I am familiar. I usually scroll by because she's a little annoying for me. And not saying she doesn't give good information, but it's a little annoying. So I like my information direct, straight.
Yeah.
Hit me off. And I'm good, so I don't really, I have clicked on her stuff.
Yes. My lady watches Jessie Wu, and my God, my head hurts every time I hear that woman's voice.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, God. Yeah.
Yes.
She's a lot.
Yeah, so it's a lot, you know. But there are people out here who are, I like my man Tough City a little bit more.
I like him too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a little bit, you know, more to the point. And so, but there are people out here who are digging and finding information and bringing it out.
Yo, there is a whole community of, I've talked about this, but it's like, it's fascinating to watch. It's a whole community of YouTubers who only report on other podcasts, right?
Mm.
And what's happening is every single one of them now have listened to these podcasts, their Patreons, everything so much that they stop liking them.
Yes. They overconsume with their
and then they
content.
Start to hate listen to these people.
Yes.
And it's fascinating to watch. Like just and I think that's where a lot of people are at with just content in general. There's so much out here.
Yes, yes.
And it's so much, you know, that
so
you
even in our comment section, when I get somebody who go off on me, I don't take it personal because I understand if you see us all the time, you may feel a certain way about that.
Yeah. So and you so, probably just annoyed with my voice.
Just annoyed with me, bro. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
So I take it with a grain of salt and keep it moving. And so I do think this cycle is about to die. Not information in general, but the way it's presented, only because this was birthed out of everyone being in the house.
Yeah.
And
the bubble.
The bubble.
Absolutely.
And us,
absolutely.
Being who we are, always creating something out of nothing. That's what alchemists do. We create something. So whatever this next journey we embark on, I've been seeing people walking around with them goddamn provision glasses in their car, walking around acting crazy. We're losing them.
Yeah.
That's the end of the road
yeah.
when you're walking by doing this. in the street. You know what I mean?
There was an article by NPR, I believe. And there is another community online. Apparently, they call it like NoFap, right? So they're a community of men who are trying to abstain from pornography and masturbation.
Okay, right? good thing.
Good thing, right? So there's an NPR article who is saying that NoFap community is a bad thing because it was trying to cite, like, you know, when it was trying to cite Reddit users who are saying that, you know, abstaining and holding your seed is, you know, will give you like extra focus and stuff like that. Well, that's not scientifically proven. This is dangerous to people. So I'm like, you want people to overindulge in porn and stuff like that.
Well, the people that's want you to overindulge and crazy making money from it.
That's so wicked.
They understand
wicked,
the orgone energy that's released. And once it's released, if you know how to harness it, which we won't get into today, then that it becomes like a nuclear. Imagine being able to throw a nuclear fireball at somebody. You know what I mean? Of energy you've harnessed from the astral realm or something like that.
That's wicked.
And that becomes a wicked understanding of sorcerers. Mm-hmm. Put it like that. Sorcerers love that because you've given them a honeypot of information that they can work from to do their magic and have faster results off your dumb ass.
Pause.
Crazy.
So let's head for a commercial.
Oh, yeah. We're going to head for a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
We will be right back. Get your questions ready. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes.
We appreciate the love always.
Yes.
Visit those sites. Visit shopurbanx.com for these incredible pieces of merch, man.
Yes. We are a Black-owned.
We are.
Independently run.
Here we are.
Family business.
He is.
And we are at podcast number 452.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
We have an additional 200 interviews, probably more of stuff we put up. So we've been putting in work here, guys. Mm-hmm. And so we do appreciate your continued support for what we do here. Mm-hmm. We really, really do. I don't ever want that to be lost in all the fun we're having and, you know, the information we're disseminating. We have...
Wait, hold on. Real quick. Shouts out to Foxy Moon's Premieres.
Foxy Moon Premieres.
Shouts out to you.
Met you on Saturday. On Saturday. Yes. In the flesh.
Yes.
Appreciate you coming through. She had a jazzy outfit on. You know what I'm saying? Sat in the back and chilled. But showed a lot of support and love and that we appreciate.
Absolutely.
People who come out and they rock with us.
What are you going to say?
I forgot. My brain doesn't work that way.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Once the thought escapes me, it's gone. It's gone for good.
Okay. Yo, so let's get to some more stuff. The DC crime bill. Whoa.
Man. Guys. Should I play the recording? Or
No. I got it. We could talk about it.
You got all that?
Yeah, we could talk about it.
It's called the Bowser
Pinto Plan.
Pinto Plan. And disclaimer.
We don't know her.
We don't know this hoe. We don't know this hoe. My Lord.
Yeah, we don't know. Even though, like, that, she could be Ken, man.
She could be Ken. She ain't Ken no more.
Yeah.
I can't bite my tongue. I ain't going to be at the family dinner
and
be like, you doing what?
Yeah.
Nah.
So apparently this was voted on unanimously, right? So it'll criminalize gatherings of two or more people. The police can now designate any neighborhood as high risk, allowing them to arrest innocent people gathering in groups of two or more.
You're not hearing this wrong. Continue.
If police suspect that they might commit a crime, they can be fined or imprisoned. Okay? Cops can now kill car chase suspects. They can kill suspects in car chases and practice that is currently banned, but the police can become the sole decision maker about life or death, regardless of guilt or innocence.
Jeez.
Fear is now a cause for arrest as well. Anyone wearing an item that covers most of their face in DC, Muslim community out there. So that's
yes.
People still care about, you know, COVID out there. You know who you know.
Yeah.
This can cause another person to feel afraid. They cannot be arrested regardless of the person's actions.
You are hearing this correctly, guys.
Yeah. And there's more.
It just goes on and on of really, really bizarre stuff. We know what the crime rate is out there.
Yeah.
The life expectancy.
Carjackings were so rampant out there, too.
Yeah, yeah. The life expectancy for white people is 16 years higher than black people. The economic disparity is so great, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so this is like a goddamn war zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the Bowser Pinto, Lord, this crazy. And so this is where they're going. This is like a fascist state.
Yeah.
And so these police states are going to be popping up all over the place.
In major cities, I believe.
In major cities. And so let's keep an eye out on this craziness. Because I don't know that, ho. I'm just going to keep it a bean. I don't even want to be nowhere and mention my last name. And they go, oh, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Yeah.
Because Bowser's such a unique name. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm just like, there was a football player on the Ravens. His last name was Bowser. And I'm just like, I know that name.
Yeah. It's this publicist. Her name is Marty Bowser.
She does TV shows.
No, I don't know. She's from North Carolina.
Oh, she might be.
Not there. Yvette Bowser. She
was
doing the TV shows.
Yes, yes.
This is a publicist named Marty Bowser. She from North Carolina. That sent off a trigger. I reached out and she didn't reach it. She was like, Nick, I don't.
He asked for money. I don't know.
That nigga asked her for money. I don't know him. Well, shout out all the other Bowsers who are trying to uphold the name.
Goodness, man. Yo, tell me about this housing scandal in New York.
Yeah, big housing scandal in New York, the biggest in the history of housing. They arrested 70 plus people of a scandal of over $2 million, and they used a whole bunch of paddy wagons to round up these superintendents and assistant superintendents who were handing out certain contracts that could be handed out, they're under $10,000. They didn't have to go through a specific process. And these superintendents and these assistants were making sure that they were being cut in on a lot of the money. And they've been under investigation, get this, for 10 years.
Damn.
What kind of investigation? It took y'all 10 years to bust these people.
Yeah.
And people who live in housing, NYCHA, and all of that kind of stuff probably wasn't receiving proper maintenance services, refrigerators, all because they was getting refrigerators dumped off. I remember this from years ago, and selling them on their own to stores, and a lot goes on, and they was treating these people in NYCHA like third world citizens. And so now a big
they arrested 70 dudes, but damn.
Yeah. I'm surprised it ain't more than
$2
that.
$2 million in bribes and construction firms, massive pay-to-play corruption
so
scandal.
So if they pay somebody to come do your apartment, right, they don't have to, as long as it's $10,000 and below, I could be like, yo, well, if I don't get nothing out of that, you need to balloon the price up on that so that I can get a few dollars out the deal. And it became very, very bad.
Damn, and they only got $2 million? I feel like this should be...
It should be more. It should be like $20 million. Much more than that. So I always think that they're curbing
it. Yeah, $2 million, like dropping a bucket.
Yeah. True story.
I mean, I don't got $2 million, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start getting some questions, guys.
Yeah, Bowser was also the name of the dragon in Mario Brothers, exactly.
That's the turtle kind of slash dragon
thing. Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Bowser was also the name of a guy from a show called Sha-na-na.
Do, 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 do. I don't know.
back in the 70s. Yeah.
What you talking about?
They're going, I'm dating myself here.
So, guys, this is news because we actually covered this story a while back. But a medical examiner has confirmed that the death of the baby that was decapitated in labor. I don't know if you guys remember when the doctor, like, pulled, and then they tried to fix the head.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they ruled that that was a homicide.
Yes. So, I'm hoping that the family... of course, you can't get your baby back, but receive some kind of justice because somebody needs to be held accountable. And how many times is this happening?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That we don't hear about you know what I mean, and things of that nature. So I hope that they, you know, can receive some form of compensation for their pain and suffering. You carry a baby that long, your husband is anticipating, you know, y'all probably decorated the rooms already, and then this happens.
Yeah, I get like...
Yeah, just even thought of it.
Yeah, no, man, no. Anything with babies,
anything,
man.
Anything with babies, bro. Yes, 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 absolutely.
So, oh, so this is another story. The NLRB regional director in Region 1 has found that Dartmouth men's basketball student athletes are employees, stating that Dartmouth has the right to control the work performed by Dartmouth men's basketball team and players, and the players perform that work in exchange for compensation. And they said, I find that the petition for basketball players are employees within meaning of the National Labor Relations Act. So
what all that fancy stuff mean now?
Does that mean like now they can get fired? You know what I'm saying?
You fire a basketball player from off the team.
If you're an employee.
Why are they employees and not students?
I don't know.
They're student athletes. Am I correct?
Yeah.
That's the way we've always seen it.
But if you rule them as employees, like, what does that mean going forward? NIL deals, can they, like, can you control that?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you getting paid through them for the NIL deals now? Like, is that...
Yeah, interesting.
It's different.
Interesting stuff.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Interesting stuff.
Do we have questions?
Do we have any questions?
Sorry, guys.
Waiting for my taxes dot, then I'm on the sale out. That's what I'm talking about. The cash to IRS checks, come on in. Sale is going on month.
Somebody said, yeah, I see the squatters in Atlanta. Them guys getting bread. No, I didn't know that was going on, but I'm sure.
They have a new guy out, and I saw him on the news. He is selling houses to squatters.
For like a dollar or something? Like-
yep. And he's saying, it'll be 6 months before he laid it all out. This is a squatter's house.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let you come in.
Yeah.
And you get to keep this house for a minimum of 6 months
mm-hmm.
before the court proceedings even begin.
Wow.
So people are running up into vacant houses, turning the lights on, and living.
Damn.
And ain't nothing you can do. You come in, and what you going to do? You come with the sheriff, and the sheriff said, this is a... not a crime, it is a, I forget what, like a domestic situation, some other a court situation that they use proceedings and they have nothing, that the jurisdiction that they can do with it. And now, you know.
So Newark doing lottery homes for $1. Sorry. So are those like real fixer-upper houses or are they like nice?
The $1 billion Big Mac meals. Hmm. Oh, $18 Big Mac meals? Oh. No, I don't eat Big Macs.
Mm-mm.
So I'm good on that. But I'm hearing.
Oh, God.
First of all, I would burn my own house down. I'm just going to keep it a bean. You're not going to live in my house for free.
Oh, I saw, you know what I saw somebody do?
I'd burn the house down.
They had a squatter living because I guess they rented out the basement for Airbnb and they just stayed. So instead of trying to get them out, they just locked them in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they drilled. Planks yes. on the door, and there's a door.
I would be super extreme about, you know, it would just be a fire that started, and this whole shit is just going to burn to the ground. Get out of there. But you smell that smoke, you better get your ass on out.
Oh, man.
Or I pay some thugs from around my way. You know what I mean? And yeah. be like, look, you know, something got to give. Side note, I'm hearing Popeyes might be filing for bankruptcy.
No, nowhere.
That's what I'm hearing.
Remember? After all them billions they made for the chicken sandwich, remember that?
Yeah.
There's no way.
That money might be gone.
Nah, there's no way.
And I'm going to advocate. Popeyes make good chicken. Goddamn it. That's
no
good
way.
Chicken.
No way.
You'll see me out there on the front line, goddamn it. I'm not on the front line for a lot of things. Like cereal for kids. I'm not on the front line for that, but poisonous chicken with 52 ingredients that you don't know nothing about?
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah. So,
did you hear Steven Jackson versus Austin Rivers? Because when Austin Rivers said about Bronny, which I thought was like a very reasonable thing to say.
And what does Steven Jackson say?
Some wannabe thug, like you 50 and still trying to
live.
I don't get it, bro.
I saw Austin Rivers on the NBA trade line today, and he was going at it toe-to-toe with Perkins. I don't like him.
Austin Rivers?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think he's trying to...
See, when you first get a job at ESPN,
yes,
what you're trying to do is establish yourself.
That's what Perkins did.
Yeah, yeah. But Perkins is such a big personality, it worked. I don't need another Perkins.
Okay.
And so he was challenging Perkins on something, and he was kind of, and it looked like just two black dudes up there arguing. So you got to kind of find your niche.
He said, I don't like him.
You know what I mean? And so, but I did appreciate what he said about playing in the shadow of, you want to play with your dad?
Yeah.
I get your dad wanting to have you do, but you trying to find your own lane. And he's saying, I'm speaking basically from experience. My dad coached me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's tough,
yeah,
Malcolm, because I got to look down and go, you ain't going to be getting many minutes tonight, Malcolm. And then I got to come home and deal with that with you. Yeah. And we at the dinner table and it's quiet. And you think you should get more minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you ain't better than so-and-so. And I got to win ball games. So yeah, it'd be a little tough. It'll be a little tough. And I just think nostalgically, LeBron wants to throw a pass to his son and be like, I'm out.
Yeah, you know? I don't know, man.
Just saying.
Somebody got mad at us last episode because it was like, y'all was on Bryce. Y'all was saying he was good. I'm like, okay, with new information, you can change your mind.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know that. With new information,
it's okay to change your mind.
It is very okay to change your mind.
Especially when you get the new data, because I've been watching him a little bit closer. And, bro, he's not that good.
Yeah. Like,
that's all.
And I said it. I said, you know, the highlights tricked me. I was like, I'm thinking he is the one.
And
people was in the comments like, yeah, that was the most impressive 5 points I ever seen in my life. Yeah. I'm like, he only averaged from 5 points?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember a story.
Well, real quick. And Doc Rivers in the Bucks. They're terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible right now.
Yeah.
They got Patrick Beverley. He's supposed to help. I remember you crying after a Pop Warner game.
Well, we're about to go to commercial break.
No, wait a minute.
And
no.
We're about to go to commercial break, and you guys have been amazing tonight.
It's a great ending to the story.
Like, share, and subscribe.
When you first started playing
Pop Warner. You know, it's been a good night. You know what I'm saying?
When you first started playing Pop Warner, what they do is they put you guys on the offensive line.
Yeah, yes.
Because you have no skill set.
Yes.
You have no understanding whether you're coming or going. Now, this was a blowout.
Yeah.
Your team had blew them out, and I think you felt, we blew them out, so I should get out there and maybe make a few plays. And when the whole team was huddling up after the game, you were off to the side. It was very dismissive, very not team.
He's throwing so sweaty. Okay.
You know, and I looked over, and I was embarrassed as a dad. And I said, I got to do better.
Okay.
So we had a long walk to the car,
mm-hmm.
and I just had to turn around and say, Malcolm, you're not that good. And you cried, man, and you cried. But as a dad, I had to tell you, it wasn't shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just had, however, that next season, you went to offensive, defensive camp, you put the work in, and you became the starting middle linebacker, and you were ferocious.
Like you.
But as a dad, I just had to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I couldn't let you go through life thinking you were good and you wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, just silence. Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
Malcolm was every bit of 140. Nah, 180.
Oh, no. Malcolm was a hitter.
Oh, yeah. I was headhunted, especially in high school,
too. Oh, yeah. He's a headhunter.
Then I got to college. They put me at Rover, which was the strong safety. And first practice, fullback came out the backfield. I hit him with everything I had.
He ain't budge.
He just bumped out of bounds. I was just like...
That's when
the coach was like, all right, go to left corner, Bowser. I was like,
that's when you knew that. That's a wrap.
I was like, all right, cool.
Didn't you break your shoulder on that one? Or?
No, I broke my shoulder. I dislocated this one middle of the season, end of the season.
Okay.
Somebody said, Cap, my highlight tape was on YouTube. You can check it.
Oh, yeah. And he was All City. You can see his name in the...
You can check it.
Go check All City. What year was that, All City?
2010,
All City. So you can...
Won a combine MVP.
Yeah. Go to offensive, defensive camp. He won.
Come on, man.
In the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, he won the MVP.
Yeah. I was
so no, he was about it. Yeah, I give it to him.
Went to the almost broke a combine record. As a matter of fact, at the Under Armour combine in Baltimore, at the Ravens Stadium.
He said, "I got good news and bad news." He said, "Your time."
He said, "That was a record."
That was a record, but turn around.
But I knocked down the cone. And certain combines, when you went to the Nike combine, you could knock a cone; they wouldn't care. At the underclassmen combine,
right?
Yeah, the underclassmen combine, you can knock a cone; they wouldn't care. But the Under Armour, they were like strict.
Yeah, he knocked down that
knocked
cone.
Knocked down the cone on my three cone drill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Put the highlights in the chat. I'll put the highlights in the, let me see if I can find them. It's, no. They on the channel somewhere. Go check them if you want.
My son just got signed to College of Pennsylvania for football. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. I spoke to brother this week, and this week, as a matter of fact, and he wanted help on his podcast. He's about to start a podcast, stuff like that. His son is going D1.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
He went D1 as well. So he was, you know, he's trying to...
Got to support these kids.
Start a business, you know, coaching kids. I'm just like, you got to use your proof of concept right there.
Absolutely.
Mike, I don't have to prove nothing to you, dog. You don't wait one day. I don't got to prove nothing to you, dog. Like, what we doing? Oh, man. Let's take some more questions.
Let's get some questions in here.
Let's take some questions, guys. Yep, those combines are something I spent a lot of money. Yeah.
A lot of bread.
A lot of miles in the car, too.
Yep, absolutely.
A lot of miles. Hold on. We got some other stuff. Oh, there's going to be a Nickelodeon docuseries going in on Dan Schneider. He's the creator of Nickelodeon.
Oh.
And he was a nasty, nasty man.
That was a nasty man.
He was rumored to have a foot fetish. I don't know if you remember the early 90s Nickelodeon logo was an actual foot.
Mm.
And then in the shows like iCarly and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had them smashing stuff with their feet.
Yeah, he used to have them smashing up fruit with their feet and stuff like that. It was just... And then he would threaten them because some of the girls on the show were like, yo, I feel like I'm being a little sexualized. And he was like, you better get out there.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a nasty man.
My thought returned to me, and now I can share it.
Yes, go ahead.
We're going to have Phil Valentine.
Yes.
Up here Tuesday. We're doing a special episode on Tuesday. We're going to do our regular Monday podcast Tuesday because he's doing a reshow of his event, which was 11 hours.
Damn it. Jeez.
11 and a half hours.
Lord.
And so the people have been requesting for a replay. So we'll bring them up and we'll just cover the news, what's going on in the world, blah, 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 blah. So tune in for that special episode on Tuesday as we bring you the content that we do.
Dope.
Yes.
Somebody said, what do you think is going to happen in WWE? Well, The Rock was just on, what's his name? Phil McAfee's show. And apparently that people are upset that he's back, that The Rock is back, because he cut somebody else's storyline short because he's coming back. Cody Rhodes is his name, and that's Dusty Rhodes' son.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes from back in the day.
That's his son. Yeah, Cody Rhodes. So people are mad that he didn't get to finish his storyline. So The Rock was going at him. So I showed that to Eli because Eli was one of the ones that The Rock was talking to.
Oh, yeah.
Eli's pissed about it.
Okay.
And he called The Rock a bunch of names you know, I can't repeat up here because Eli got a potty mouth.
Yeah, Eli got a potty mouth.
Sure. Eli got a real potty mouth. You know what I'm saying?
It's 24 half the time. He's like, man, fuck that. I knew what. He was like, Dad, I'm 24.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, let it go. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's Goldust's brother. Goldust. I think that's his
Chiefs
brother.
Chiefs versus 49ers.
Chiefs versus 49ers. I'm going Niners, man.
Going Niners.
The Chiefs remind me of the San Francisco Golden State Warriors, and I hate them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go 49ers.
Okay.
And even though I have really no horse in this.
Right. Same thing. Don't forget, Ani Asori has the Super Bowl breakdown. It's called the pre-Super Bowl ritual breakdown in the membership.
It's in the membership right now.
So even if you're not a member, log on to urbanx.nyc, become a member so you can watch it.
Yes,
and
seven
you can watch the game with different eyes and what you expect. Because it's going to be a lot of ritual, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, ushering in of things and things of this nature. And like I said, we're not doing what we normally do, but we will, you know, we're going to have the game on, of course. And Eli has a couple of people coming through. Big up Freddie, and I think
and
Seven.
And it's Ani Asoro. You keep getting his name wrong.
Ani Asoro.
Keep getting
well, you
wrong.
Ain't nobody until I get your name wrong.
That's true.
When I screw your name up, you're like, yo, fuck with me. Screw my name up. That's a fact. Asoro. Yep. So
and I think he mentions like because you could probably you know your bets and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, he probably give you a way to hedge your bet in there too.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in Vegas. So understand all of this stuff is popping at the same time.
And as AMG says, if you don't have a membership, you a goofy. And I agree.
Yeah, I have to agree and with that. To, if you ain't got a $10 membership to rock with us, then you're a goofy.
I agree. So with that being said, guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Visit shopurbanx.com and take part
and of take the... every family member's phone in your household.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend.
To tell a friend right? To tell another friend.
ShopUrbanX.com, 29 for 29, Black History Month sale. Join the membership, 7 days free, all that good stuff. What else we got?
We're also going to have Katina Washington.
Absolutely.
She event probably on either Monday or Thursday. I'll confirm.
She has a new book out.
New book out. She's doing amazing, amazing things. And I wanted to make sure I read some of the book before I bring her on. And we can get down to it.
And with that being said, guys, have a great weekend. Peace.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.